members of the tribe were dying from unknown causes. Worse than that, someone or something was desecrating their sacred burial mounds. The tribal chief called a council. "We have sent gifts yearly to the god and his sons who live at the foot of the falls, but they are not satisfied. We have sent our most beautiful maidens to them. Still, they are not pleased. I will sacrifice my own daughter to them." A canoe was set with flowers and foods. The maiden stepped into it and paddled out into the raging waters. She was carried over and down through the spray. When she arrived at the underwater kingdom, the god's two sons fought over who would possess her as his mate. She said, "I will live forever with one of you if I can return to my people to tell them what evil has beset my village." Now both sons were sworn to hold the things of their world in secret, but the younger of the two took pity on her and told her of a serpent that lay at the bottom of the river. "The giant snake visits your village when your people are sleeping, and it poisons the water. Then, when your people die, he robs them from their graves." The maiden was then permitted to return to her village in spirit and warn her people to drink only fresh water from the springs of the land, and when the water snake appeared, they were to kill it with any weapons they might have. The night did come, and the villagers were ready. They fought and mortally wounded the monster snake. It fell into the great river. The waters carried it to the brink of the falls, but it did not go over. The water god made it that the snake's head was caught on the rocks on one side and the tail caught on the rocks of the other. In its dying contortions, the body writhed into the form of the horseshoe. That is why Niagara Falls looks as it does. And that is why the tribe survived, because of a courageous young maiden. I'm Jay Stetzer.
This originally was aired on radio station WJZR-FM, Rochester, New York, USA.